On behalf of Aarti and Manoj,
I would like to take this opportunity to welcome each one of you. And it's our great pleasure today that they have invited us to their new house, which they have recently shifted. And this is the way they are trying to bring auspiciousness in their life and share it with all of us also. So we are very, very thankful to both of you that you have given this opportunity to us. And till now, I had only talked to Aarti Mataji on phone, but finally Krishna got us together. And we are very happy that all of you have also taken out time.
It didn't sound, you never sounded not familiar. You always like,
yes,
you know.
Yes, we must be having some first, relationship from past.
Yeah. I felt always warm and good while talking to you on the phone.
Thank you. So, one thing which is very important, everybody is comfortable in English. You want me to speak in Hindi?
Yes.
English is okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I can speak in Hindi, but my Hindi will be also mixed with English only. So, if you are okay, then it's fine. So, I'm sure Aarti invited all of you, and you all have taken our time. And if we see in our life, time is the most valuable thing in our life, correct? If you have to give some money, give some gift, it's much easy. But if you have to go and take out time of your life and give it for somebody, you will do it only when that person means to you. Correct? So today you have taken out time for this couple, for this family. It means that this family means something to you. And that's very nice that in today's most busy world, when everybody is just running, we don't know where people are running, but people are running. To take out time for others is something which is very, very commendable, and it really is very respectful. So thank you to each one of you. We also have some of this. There are some boys who are from NUS. They are all doing PhD, post-PhD. They are students from NUS. Dr. Amit Gupta, who is there, also is Anjali's husband. Both of them are also post-PhD and now working. And that is not, I think they met Anjali in the hospital.
Yeah.
Right?
He was hospitalized.
And then her son was also hospitalized. So we don't know. Anything happens by chance in life. If you think something happened by chance, it doesn't happen by chance. There are thousands of people walking around on the street. Why are we here today? To discuss something which is beyond this world. Because we have chosen to spend this time. So thank you very much. I have just given a sheet of paper. I was trying to be little eco-friendly by printing less paper, but first 5 copies I misfired, so it couldn't work. So we are going to read the translation. Can you go to read the translation and then we will go on the other?
Oh Lord Hari, I have spent my life uselessly. Having obtained a human birth and having not worshipped Radha and Krishna.
Not worshipped. It is having not worshipped. Mistakenly typed.
Not worshipped Radha and Krishna. I have knowingly turned for poison.
The treasure of divine love in Golok Vrindavan has descended as a congregational chant Lord Hari's holy. Why did my attraction for the chanting never come about? Day and night, my heart burns from the fire of the poison of holiness, and I have not taken the means to redeem it.
Lord Krishna, who is the son of the king of Raja, became the son of Sachi, Lord Chaitanya, and Balarama became Nitai. The holy name delivered all the souls who were lowly and raised. The two sinners, Jagai and Madai, are evidence of this.
Hari Hari Vipule Janama Gonaino
Hari Vipule Janama Gonaino
Hari Hari Vipule Janama Gonaino
Hari Hari Vipule Janama Gonaino
Hare Krishna. This bhajan is actually written in Bengali. But Bengali, if we see, it's not very difficult language. Sometimes we understand most of it. It was written by a very popular devotee of Lord Krishna's. His name was Narottam Das Thakur. Just probably about 400 years ago, he was there in Bengal. And he writes this line, Hari Hari Bifale Janama Gonaino. Manushya Janama Paiya Radha Krishna Nabhajiya Janiya Sunya Visha Khainu. If we have got this human birth, and if I did not use it for Radha Krishna Nabhajiya, then what have I done? Janiya Sunya Visha Khainu. I am purposefully, voluntarily eating or taking poison. Why? Is he saying truth? Just because he feels. Do we all agree? That must be his purpose of life. Is this a purpose of my life? Is this a purpose of our life? Is this, how come he is making this statement which is so generalized? If you do not worship Radha Krishna, you are taking poison. But when we look in our life, we don't feel so. We are happily living our life. We don't feel we are taking poison. And that is a time when we have to look back in our life, take a pause, and see what is the purpose of our life. As we see in today's world, which is running so fast, as soon as we come out of college, what do? We start running. Just join the race, correct? The purpose of our life is, we think that we have to study well, get one paper at the end of our studies. That's called as? Certificate. Convocation. And what is the purpose of getting that paper in life? So that you can get a job. And job is going to give you many more papers in life. And those papers, you will get many other papers in life. Correct? Is this a life just restricted to these papers? The speed in our life is so much that as soon as we finish our studies, next day we should have some good job. And then we have to settle down, we have to have family, and we are always running. Is there any time actually to breathe and think and pause for a while? I'm running, but is the direction correct? Right? In Olympics or in any other games, when you go, then people have to start running. The speed is important, but along with the speed, direction is important, right? And we all are so much engrossed in our speed that we have to think that whether the speed is, we are just trying to pick up, but whether the direction is correct or not, right? And the direction will be decided by understanding what is the purpose of our life. What is purpose of your life, Rudrika? Now each one of us are staying in the house, right? And if Aarti starts going out, and if Manoj asks, where are you going? He says, I'm going somewhere. Where is that somewhere? That I don't know. What is your name, beta? Aishwarya. So when Aishwarya goes out, where is Aishwarya's mother? She's inside. So if Aishwarya's mother asks, Aishwarya, where are you going? Aishwarya says, I'm just going out. I just want to go for a stroll. Whether are you coming back or no? I don't know. What are you going to do on the way? I don't know. What is your destination? I don't know. What the mother will think? Has Aishwarya gone crazy? Correct? But if we look in our life, we are also just strolling around. We are going. But have we asked what is the purpose of, or what is the goal of my life? What is the goal of your life, Aarti?
Serve family, make sure the children grows up rightly.
Yes, and that was the purpose of our parents also. Right? But is that all? The children will grow, you will do your family responsibility, you will feel satisfied once they are well settled, once they are well done. And they will also go to some other country and settle down. And what will happen to you? What is happening to our parents today? Right? Definitely they have done their duty, definitely we are also doing our duty, and it's not that we do not have to do our duty, but is that the only thing in our life? Most people, I'm a doctor by profession, I'm a radiologist, and I have seen in my life people, those who have lived for 80 years, 90 years, at the time when it is a time when it comes back to now leave this world, are they happy? Are they satisfied? 99.99% of people, what is the state of their life? I wish I would have taken some different route in life. I wish I would get another chance to relive my life. This is practically day in and day out I see. Every single day. But the time, life is gone. And that is why it is important that every now and then, instead of just speeding up, we take a break, introspect, and see whether the direction is correct. Whether we need to readjust. There is still time. So obviously, we have our duties to do. And that's called our dharma. It's our swadharma. Right? We have duty to ourselves. We have duty to our family. We have duty, when you extend it, we have duty towards family, society, nation, universe, to everybody. But why? This all duties are, starts with what? Do you go and serve Pakistan by any chance? Do we, any one of us feel responsible for Pakistan? For America's growth? No. We, in case you feel that I want to serve my country, you go back to your country, right? This in a sense, you will serve my country. Correct? I want to serve Hare Krishna. Avinash was struggling and going around in bus, but luckily he has just come and we have just started. We are waiting for you, Avinash. So, where was I?
Your country.
So we say that, okay, I want to serve my family. I want to serve my country. I want to serve my species. Most of the time it is me and mine. It is related to body, right? At the end of this life, when we get next birth, this time if a soldier has given up his life, killing up 100 soldiers on opposite party, India is killing Pakistanis, okay? And you are so much conscious about Pakistan at the time of death. And Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Antakale chamameva smaran muktva kalevaram yaha prayati samadhava yati nasti atra sanchayaha. Antakale chamameva. At the time of death, whatever you will think, you will receive that. So if that soldier is singing, oh my god, I'm killing this Pakistanis and this Pakistanis like that, next time it is likely that he is going to take birth in Pakistan and start now killing Indians. Why this changes? Because there is principle of relativity. We put myself in the center and the focus changes, right? Or the reference point changes. My family, my relatives, my country, my nation, everything is mine. But this body, what we call mine, is temporary. Anybody can say this body is not going to go away. What we were few days ago, it's different today. Right? You all are changing. It is going to change. So is there anything in this relation to us which is not temporary? Anything which is permanent? Any one of you? Our body is changing all the time. It's temporary, right? And that is the nature of the body. So what is permanent?
What is like about remembering the past life? Some people will remember
Correct.
Their past life.
Yes. Why do you remember your past life?
Yeah. Why? Like that's why I want to know. Like, you know, if body have changed, then why do we remember the past?
So there is something which is common from the past life to this life, and that is, this Aishwarya's mother. Yes, and she answered correctly. That is soul. Right? Just the way Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Vasansi Jirnani Yatha Vihaya, the way at the time of the clothes getting torn off, they will become old, what do? We throw it away and wear new clothes. Nothing big deal about it. Similarly, the which is inside is permanent and it changes body at the time of death. And exactly what is the proof of soul, I was going to ask, but she has herself told that why people have some past life memories. Because the soul is same. That's a proof that the soul is eternal. It's going from one body to another. So the body has property which is temporary. If we see in our life, if we ask ourselves, Any one of us want to die? Fact. Be honest. Do we want to die? We want to become old. No. We have desire to live happily ever after, like Hindi movies, right? And they live happily ever after. Initial, I remember in my childhood, I used to see movie and then shaadi ho gaya and they lived happily. But they never used to show the next part of the movie because that would be all jhagda only. Right? Then all the fight starts there. So, our desire is always to live long or have an eternal life. Anybody wants difficulties in life or problems in life? Can anybody say that there is no problem in their life? They're always there, right? Before one goes away, the other one is always standing under them. Right? So it's always up and down, up and down, up and down. So difficulty is always there. And anybody wants to have lack of knowledge, we all have desire that let me have the knowledge of everything. Right? It means that our nature is to be eternal, full of bliss and full of knowledge. And that is what is called as Sat Chit Ananda. Sat means eternal, Chit is full of knowledge, and Ananda is full of bliss. That is our nature. But when we take this body, the body is exactly the reverse. And the body is Asat, Achit, Nirananda. It's going to be temporary. It's full of ignorance. And that's why we have to start our life by A for apple, B for baby. Right? Anybody comes with previous degrees of PhD? In my last time I was PhD. No, you may be PhD, you might be genius, you might be scientist in NASA. But next life, we have to start, right? In our own language, whatever language, whichever part of the world you come, we have to start from A, B, C, D, right? So you forget all this knowledge because it is temporary. So there is a gap. Our soul is eternal. Full of knowledge, full of bliss. And that is why we always are looking for happiness. Are we not looking for happiness? Is there anybody here exception that they don't want happiness? And happiness just comes on the gate. We didn't ask for it. Anybody? No, we are always looking for happiness. Is it wrong to be happy? No. It's nature. It's nature of the soul to be happy. It's nothing wrong to... The problem is that we are trying to find happiness in this body, which is Asat, Achit, Nirananda. I'll give a simple analogy or simple example. There is a sage, you might have heard this example also. There was a sage who was meditating on a bank of a river, and suddenly he sees that a person who had come to drink water in the pond saw something in the water, jumped inside, looked for it and came out. And when this person came out, he was looking frustrated. The sage is quietly looking at him, just observing. So this person is actually feeling very morose, looking at the water. And again he sees something, again he jumps inside to get something. And he does this few times. And then the sage is asking, what is the problem? You want me to help you? So this person says that actually I can see that there is a pearl necklace in the water. And I'm trying to take a dip because I'm thinking I'm going to get that pearl necklace. But as soon as I go inside, I look for it, somehow it just doesn't, I just can't find it. But when I come outside, when I sit, the water becomes still, I can see it. And again, I'm trying to go, but like I just can't find it. So maybe it doesn't exist. It's just some fantasy, or just some magic. So the sage said, don't worry, it's actually not magic, it's not unreal. It's actually truth. Just look up. And what was there? A tree branch was going over to this water and the necklace was hanging on the tree branch and it was a reflection. So he was looking for happiness but in the wrong direction. And we all are looking for happiness but we are trying to find this happiness in this material world relating to this body. But where is the real happiness? Again Bhagavad Gita says in 15th chapter, Urdhva Mula Madha Shakha Ashvathampra Huraveyam. This material world is like a tree, banyan tree. And urdhva mula. Mula means roots. Urdhva means going up. The roots of a tree should be going where? Down. But here it happens as if it is going up. Urdhva Mula Adha Shakha. Adha means going down, Shakha means branches. The branches are going down. It's just a reflection of a tree, right? The roots going up and branches going down. Why? Because this material world is a reflection of spiritual world. So we all want to find happiness. It is our right. It's a birthright. It's nothing wrong that we are looking for it. But we still find frustration in our life because we are looking it in the wrong direction. We all had this desire. I'm sure all of you also, but I'm sure about this part because I have been interacting with them regularly. That we thought the purpose of my life is to get a PhD degree. I had purpose of my life, I should once become doctor, I get a job, Singapore, consultant, oh, fine. Are you all happy? You got your PhD degree. And then, after some time you think, oh, now I have to get something more, and more, and more. Why? Because the things which we think will give us happiness is not possible to give happiness. They do not have the capacity to give happiness. And we need to remember in our life that yes, this is important to do our duties. As you said, it is your dharma. You cannot say, I will just sit and do Bhagavan ka puja full day. I am not going to cook for my husband and children. It's not like that. What did Krishna told Arjuna in Bhagavad Gita? You should just sit and chant my name and do bhakti. And you should not fight. What did he say? He said, Mom, just remember me and do your duty, which is at this moment to fight. Fight for religion. So it's not that we do not have to do other duties. We do not have to, we have to just reject our worldly duties. 99.99% of people in this world are grihasthas. We are in family life. And so was Arjuna. So Krishna did not tell Arjuna, just leave everything and go to forest. Actually, Arjuna told that I want to leave everything and I want to go to forest. And Krishna said, don't do that. You will not be happy there. Because that's not your nature. Your nature is to fight because you are a Kshatriya. You should fight for religion. If you will not fight for religion, you will fight for something wrong. So it's our nature to be in this world. When we are in this world, we will work. Our mind is all the time working. Except probably when we go into deep sleep. Even in light sleep, our mind is working. That's what we call dreams. So mind is all the time working. But only thing that we have to do something higher. We have to find purpose to our life. We are working, it's right. But should we not find purpose for that work which is eternal? And that is what? Our duty to our own self. You are doing duty for your family. You are doing duty for your children. You are doing duty for your boss. Without any exceptions, we have to be at our bosses, in our office, punching our card at right time. Going out, there is no time. Going in, always there is time. Correct? For most of us, right? There is no excuse for that. But when it comes to taking care of ourselves, we compromise. Our health gets compromised. And the most important thing in that, what gets compromised, is taking care of our own real self. For that, we need to know what is the self. Who are you? Tell me, who are you? Don't give philosophical answer. If I ask you, who are you, what you will answer? I'm Aarti, she will say, I'm Aarti, right? I'm Manoj, she will say. Is this your real identity? What is the real identity, which is eternal? And that is, I am a soul. And who is soul? I am part and parcel of Lord. Do we have duty for our soul, who is sitting inside? At this moment, if I am able to speak, if we are breathing, if I am able to see, if I am hearing, that's because of soul. It's not because of the body. We think I am able to see because of my eyes. I am hearing because of my ears. But is it true?
No.
A person who is just dead, he has ears, he has eyes. His heart is there inside, though it's not beating. So is it the eye that sees? Is it the ears that hears? Is it the tongue which speaks? They are the instruments. But the living force inside is soul. So I am a soul. And when the body will die, this soul is going to transmigrate to another destination. This soul is something permanent. And what am I doing for this permanent thing? I'm all the time doing things for this temporary body, which is required, no doubt. But should I not do penance for my soul? We all have experience of traveling in a train, right? When we have overnight journeys. Most of us, those who are from India, we go from one part of India to another part of India, we take trains, right? We might take first class, second class, whatever, sleeper class. When we enter, we have our own reservation seat, right? And then we just, when we go inside, we keep our luggage, we settle down nicely. Okay, I have to get down after 24 hours or 48 hours, my destination will come. If you see somebody starts decorating, start putting parda for the windows, start decorating, putting nice labels around in that part of compartment, and start having flower vases, what will you say? Arey bhaiya, kal to utar jana hai na. So you, it is important to have this area nice, clean and tidy. You just don't speed there. But do you think it is sensible to start decorating this area? It's stupidity, right? Stupidity. We immediately said, pagal hai. And that will be the response of each one of us. Just see from the eternal point of view. We are eternal soul. We are here for few years. 20, 50, 80, 100 years maximum. From eternal point of view, when we start decorating our surrounding, Bhagwan kya bolenge? Pagal hai. Correct, no? I'm not saying that basic comforts or basic facilities are not required in life. They are required, because if we are uncomfortable, we will not be able to remember more. That's why in Marathi, anybody Marathi here?
So many.
Maharashtrians? Many. Pehle, potoba, nantar vithoba, nahi ka? Mag vithoba. If you are hungry, if you do not have even food, how are you going to remember God? That's practical, there is no doubt. But what we do, we eat and then we start storing for the next few days and few years and for next generation also. No problem. You see a bird on the street and you have thrown few grains of rice, they will come, they will eat, they will take one or two for probably their kids in the back in the nest. You see them taking so much for their next day. No. It's only humans. You put one small thing, they want to take everything. And this is human nature, hoarding. And our whole life goes in this hoarding. So much of insecurity in life. And we will hoard. We will collect. And do what? What did Dhirubhai Ambani do great? He left millions of worth of treasure for his children to fight. Correct? So we have to do our duties, but we should never forget duty of our soul. I just want to give a simple example. When we were children, we were thinking that I'm waiting for my graduation. Aishwarya, are you waiting like that? And then I will start working and I will be independent, free. Right? So we wait in childhood to become youth. And as soon as we get out with our certificates, then we wait to get a nice job, and then nice house, and then car, and then family, right? And when we are working hard, now those who are in their job here, what are we working now, what are we waiting for? Salary. Yes. So this will go on for a few years. But then, sometime when this boss is trouble us, what do? We wait. Ye kabhi retirement time aayega yaar, enough yaar. I'm going to quit. I'm going to have enough and then I'm going to quit and have relaxed life. Are we not waiting? Then we wait for the retirement. When I will sit and relax. Correct? In our life, we are always waiting for things to come. We always think the happiness is going to come and we lose our present. And that's why sometimes we look back, we should think that, is our life a waiting room? Are we actually not making it like a waiting room? Waiting for this, waiting for that. It's very important is, we have to do our duties, but we have a big duty to our own soul, which we should never forget. But in the hustle bustle of today's life, somewhere it gets hidden. Somewhere it gets sidelined. And by the time we realize, most people are in their last part. When children have already gone on their own head, probably we have hundreds of physical problems, We even cannot manage our own self. We are sitting alone. Physically, we are bereft of comfort. You might have physical comfort in the sense you might have money. But psychologically, you feel you are lonely. Financially, you might have money, but doesn't give you any happiness. And that is the time when you start looking into your heart. What did I do in my life? What did I collect all these things for? But the life is gone. That's why such reminders Krishna sends us in between to tell us that have a good speed in life, no problem. But don't forget the direction. Take a break and remind yourself that you have duty towards others, you also have duty to your own self. And how do we do duty towards our own selves? That is called dharma. What is a dharma? We have mata dharma, we have pita dharma, patni dharma, pati dharma. So many nagarik dharma, right? So many dharmas to fulfill. But there is one dharma which is described as topmost of dharma. Srimad Bhagavatam describes Savai Pumsam Paro Dharmo Yato Bhaktir Adokshaje Ahaituki Apratihata Yayatma Su Pratidati. We have thousands of dharma. We have to do that. But what is Paro Dharmo? Savai Pumsam. Pumsam means of the mankind. What is the mankind's Paro Dharmo? Yato Bhaktir Adokshaje. Adokshaje means who? Adokshaje is the name of?
Krishna.
Krishna. Adokshaje means one who is infallible. And who is infallible in this world? You? Me? No, all of us are going to lie flat very soon. Only something which is Adokshaja is eternal Lord. And when we do bhakti to Him, that is called Paro Dharma or the Supreme Dharma. And how do we do this dharma? Very simple. What is your definition of doing your dharma? To Adokshaja, to something which is eternal. We have talked about our duty to our family. We all have to do. Fine. Now talk about how do you think you can do duty to your eternal self by doing duty to Lord. Tell me. What do you think? What can you do?
Chanting.
Remembering Lord. If you come to my house and I want to serve you something, I'm thinking, what is my favorite sabji? Karela ka sabji. I must give you karela ka sabji because I like it. What about you? Kaisa lagega aapko?
You should ask. Yeah, what do you like?
What do you like? What is the best way to serve? You ask that person, how would you like me to serve you? Not the way I want to serve you. That's not the best way, right? So Krishna tells us how to serve Him. Instead of we thinking, ask. Is it given in scriptures? Yes, it is given. Bhagavad Gita has 700 shlokas. And one shloka is only which is repeated. 699 shlokas different. 701 shloka, there is one shloka which is Krishna tells two times. Why? Shortage ho gaya, nahi? Bahut bol diya, abhi kanta laga, abhi ek shloka repeat karta hu. Right? He repeated one shloka. What does it mean?
Stressing.
He's stressing some point. And what is that shloka? He says, Man mana bhavamad bhakto madhya jivam namaskuru. Those who have Bhagavad Gita, please go home today, open Bhagavad Gita. Out of 18 chapter, the central chapter is 9th chapter, the last shloka of 9th chapter, 9.34. And he again repeats it in the last chapter, 18th chapter, in 65 shloka. Just man mana bhavamad bhakto madhya jimam namaskuru. Man mana, give your mind to me. Bhavamad bhakto, become my devotee. Madhya ji, worship me. Mam namaskuru, offer your homage unto me. If you do this, you will be relieved of all stress. He is telling you what to do, how to do our duty to Him. Is it difficult? Bhagwan aise to nahi bole na, 5 ghanta mere samne baitho aur बस मेरी पूजा करो. आजकल के जमाने में टाइम नहीं भैया, आगे कुछ बोलो. राइट? एंड नोइंग अवर कंडीशन विद एवरी युगा कृष्णा गिव्स द धर्म व्हाट टू बी डन. एंड व्हाट इज द धर्म इन कलयुगा? चैंटिंग ऑफ द होली नेम. देर आर 108 उपनिषद एंड आउट ऑफ विच वन उपनिषद इज कॉल्ड एज कली संतरण उपनिषद. संतरण मीन्स Terna, crossover. And Kali is for Kali Yuga. So this Upanishad gives the solution to cross over Kali Yuga. And in that, Kali Sandra Upanishad Krishna says, Hare Nam, Hare Nam, Hare Nam, Eva Kevalam, Kalau, Nasteva, 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 Gatiranetha. Chanting the holy name of the Lord, chanting the holy name of the Lord, chanting the holy name of the Lord is the only way. Eva Kevalam, Eva means only. Kalau in Kaliyuga, Nasti Eva, Nasti Eva, Nasti, there is no other way. Again, Krishna repeated 3 times same thing. Why? To give us stress. Bhaiya, aur koi upay nahi hai, le lo. And he has given this Kaliyuga dharma, which is very simple. Just chant his holy name. And is there any rules and regulations for chanting? No. You chant when you are cooking, you chant when you are walking, you chant when you are putting your child to rest, when you are swinging the cradle. Chant. No rules. सुबह 4 बजे उठना है, ठंडे पानी में नहाना है, एक पैर पे खड़ा रहना है, फिर चैंटिंग किया तो ही फायदा है. No, this was all for different yugas. In Kali Yuga, Krishna says no rules and regulation. Just chant in your own position. Sthane sitah, wherever your position, do your duty. Just chant my name, and that is how you remember me. Very simple process he has given. In this bhajan where we sang, he says. Golokera prema dhana hari nama sankirtana. Golok is what? Spiritual world. Golokera prema dhana. The treasure of the spiritual world has come down in the form of hari nama sankirtana. By chanting the holy name of the Lord. Ratina janmilo khene tai. But problem is us is ratina janmilo. There is no rati. We do not have any attraction. Faith hi nahi hai. Faith nahi hai to attraction kahan se aayega? Right. The scripture says, you just chant my holy name, you will come back to me. You will have all solutions of your life. Are aise kaise possible? Itna simple thoda hoga. Thoda jungle mein jayenge, ek pair pe khade rahenge, ek haath aise dono haath upar rakhenge, tabhi to Bhagwan ki prapti hogi na. That's what we think, right? So when something comes very simply, easily, we think, not possible. But the bhakti starts with faith. And the formula is given. Have this faith and just chant. When we chant, we'll see the result ourselves. Those who are chanting here, they can tell you that they have seen the change in their life. Sujata is chanting for how many years now?
3 years.
3 years. Shiva? 1.5 years. Do you think your life has changed? Santosh Prabhu?
Chanting Krishna for
1 year. If people are chanting for 1 year, 3 year, 5 year, chanting for 20 years, if there was no useful, don't I have any other thing to do in my life, then I'm just ekiches karenge. If people are doing it again and again, not only that, they are doing and they are telling others, please try. When that confidence comes? The confidence comes because we have seen the result ourselves. Anjali Mataji, ask her. You have seen her, right? Gone through so much of stress. Each one of us has a stress. There is no doubt. Different type of stress, different kind of stress, different level of stress. What does it take? Does it mean that when you start chanting, you will not have any difficulty in your life? Why did she have difficulty? Why did she have stress? Why do others have stress? All of us have stress. But what happens when we chant? What happens?
We get energy to fight.
We get relief. We develop that faith that Lord will still take care of us. Again, I'll give you a simple example. We go to one of these multi-story buildings in the central CBD area. You stand down and you see how many story, 50-story building. How do you look at the top of the building? How do you see? You look like this, right? Kitna bada hai. Okay, and then you go to Changi Airport, you take an aeroplane and start going up. And that tall building now starts appearing small. And as you continue to go up, that building starts becoming like a dot. And after one limit, it doesn't exist. You cannot see it. Does it mean that the building actually stopped existing? What has changed?
Perspective.
Our vision. And that is exactly the effect of chanting in bhakti. Things will remain. If you have taken birth, na, yahan pe, ups and downs will keep on coming. Kunti Maharani, Pandavas, Dhruva, Prahlad, nobody was spared. So, hum kaun se kheti mugi hai? Right? Why will we be spared? But our consciousness will go so high, these things will not affect. It will be very peaceful. We'll just go through it as if it is just part of life without getting affected, and we'll be really, really contented without any complaint. And I think this is what we all are looking for. This is what exactly the soul is searching for, a level where we feel happy and peaceful. We don't want to get agitated in our life. And the state will come just by simply chanting the holy name of the Lord. If after having so much of stress, if Anjali could recommend you that do this process or take this process, it indicates that she found the benefit of it. Otherwise she would have said, "Phayda nahi kuch karke bhai, tu karna mat tabhi life." Correct, no? Right? She was not your enemy. Main to khelte mein kisi isko bhi leke girti hu. Not like that. Right? So when somebody has experienced, with that experience when we tell others, it has effect. With that same experience, with that same conviction, I can tell you today, because I have practiced, so many people are practicing, it's not very difficult. Take simple thing in life. No need of leaving anything. The best part in Kali Yuga, no subtraction, no division. It's only addition and multiplication. Nice process, right? No subtractions in life. You are doing whatever you are doing. Do your job, do your family duties, do your office duties, whatever you have to do. Just add little bit of bhakti into it. We have to cook every day. We have to eat it. In between, take a 5 minutes gap and offer it to God. Offer it to Krishna. Tell him, I am putting it in front of you. You please take it. And what when it is taken by Krishna, when we take out the food in front of the Lord, that is called as prasad. What is the meaning of prasad? The word prasad, word means not the food. The word prasad means offered food. The blessing, mercy. Right? The food becomes mercy or the blessings of the Lord. We all have experienced that it tastes different than what we would have otherwise eaten. Don't we have that experience? Prasad tastes different. Ashwarya, you have that experience? Is it difficult?
Example, Ganesh Chaturthi.
Ganesh Chaturthi, yes. Satyanarayan Puja, I still cannot forget when I was small, probably 8-9 years old, maybe like Harshika. Mummy, please make halwa, but just make like Satyanarayan Puja. Mummy would make like that. I said, "Nahi, mummy, it's different. Why can't you make like that?" Mummy would say, "No, we did it same way made. No, it is different." We all have that experience. Why? It is prasad. And how much did it take from me? I'm cooking the same thing. I'm putting it in front of God. I'm just praying. And luckily, he doesn't even eat away everything. If we had to cook double, ki aadha to wo kha jayenge, to sochna padega. But luckily, he doesn't eat away. That's good, no? He eats with his eyes and he gives his blessings. And then we take and we enjoy and we eat better food. What is the problem in life? Just take out 24 hours means how many minutes, Baba? 24 into 60, kitna hota hai? 1440. If in a day we have 1440 minutes, if we have to give 10 minutes to God, is it different? Is it difficult? Can't we give 10 minutes to God? So 10 minutes if we sit in front of Him and tell Him thank you very much, rest of 1430 minutes is still with us. But if we just sit in front of Him and tell Him thanks, how do we say thanks? By chant. Chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
When you chant for 10 minutes, your that 1430 minute will change. Do this experience in your life. Do this experiment in your own life. Don't do because I am telling you. Take it as an experiment. We all are scientific, modern people. I don't want to take anything blindly, right? Barabar na? Blind to hum log lenge nahi, to scientific log hai. But ye sabhi scientists hi hai, by the way. That's what they all tried. And when you try, you see the analysis, and then you make the result and make your own conclusion. Make your own conclusion. एंड इफ यू आर कन्विंस यू कंटिन्यू बोला तीन महीना ट्राई करूंगी बाबा दस मिनट भगवान बोला तेज देना है तो दे दो भैया दस आई एम गिविंग यू थ्री मंथ्स में इफ आई डोंट फाइंड एनी चेंज आई क्विट बट आई कैन टेल यू यू विल नॉट क्विट बिकॉज यू विल सी द चेंज इट्स फॉर श्योर दिस इज सिंपल चैंटिंग 10 minutes giving prasadam in between like whenever we make food it's called bhoga we offer it to god and then eat take out some time to read knowledge is very important if you do not have knowledge you will not know why we are doing what we are doing you will not be able to continue and that knowledge comes from Gita there are simple books available read one page a day If you have any day, any stress, you just don't want to do anything. You just feel like crying, fighting, bursting out. Bhagavad Gita. Open one page like this. Read one page. I'll give you guarantee. You'll find the answer to your solution in that page. Personal experiences of many of us. Any page you open. Read. Just read one page. It doesn't take more than 5 minutes. And regularly meet similar minded people. If you meet people, those who want to go to pub, party, you will feel like doing that. When your children go to school, mother must be asking, Aishwarya, tere friends kaun hai? Who are your friends? Let me see. Don't sit with this child. This child is always fighting, using bad words. We don't want our children to associate with those who have bad habits. Don't we check that? Right? We are always checking whom our children are associating because you become with whom you associate with. So what is important? If we become somebody who has God in their life, associate with people, those who have same goal in life. You know what will happen? Life will flourish in a very different way. Those who are grihastha, those who are husband and wife, we all youngsters might still not know too much, but रोज सुबह से शाम तक कहीं ना कहीं घिसले बीच में खटखट फटफट कुछ तो होता ही रहता है बर्तन है तो खटखट तो होता है कोई प्रॉब्लम नहीं राइट बट मोस्ट ऑफ द प्रॉब्लम्स नाउअडेज क्या है मुझे एक चैनल देखने उसको दूसरा चैनल देखना है आई वांट माय चाइल्ड टू बिकम डॉक्टर दैट समबडी वांट्स सम डिफरेंट एंड दैट इज हाउ वी फाइंड दैट इज हाउ द डिफरेंसेस वी हैव व्हेन वी हैव गॉड इन द सेंटर ऑफ अवर लाइफ व्हाट हैपेंस योर लाइफ विल जस्ट बिकम हार्मोनियस When you go to a water, like a pond or a lake, one person takes a stone and puts it in the center. What happens? The wave starts coming out, right, from the center. And the other person puts a stone somewhere next to it, and the waves will come. And what these waves will do? They will collide with each other, right? But if the second person puts a stone at the same exact spot where the first person had put, what happens? The waves will increase, they become strong. When we have same center of life, the family will become very healthy and your relationship will become very beautiful, very happy. But we all have different goals in our life, in the family also. Husband has different, children has different, wife has different, then fighting all the time. But when we have center, and what should be the center? The house is also called as bhavan. Suna hai? It's also called as bhavan, right? Adarsh bhavan, chitra bhavan. What do you mean by bhavan? House, right? Have you heard of van? Van means jungle, forest. The bhavan minus bha equal to van. And what did bha stands for? Bhagwan. Bhavan minus Bhagwan equal to van. The house becomes jungle when we do not have Lord in the center of our life. It doesn't mean कि बाबा exactly square centimeter ले लो घर का उसका center कौन सा है वहाँ पे जाके भगवान का मंदिर लगा दो Not that way. The center of our activity, the center of our consciousness has to be God. And when we have that, there will be just harmony in life. There will be just happiness and satisfaction in life. Do not think that there will not be any difficulties in life. Difficulties will come. But we'll have strength to overcome it. And that is what we are sharing with everybody. That please... Please, please. As an experiment, today they could have held a party over here. Music, dance, drinks, food, it just flow. That is a normal norm which has become nowadays, right? But at the end of such party, if you have experience, what is there? Hangover. Right? Just keeps you somewhere, you just feel nauseated, you just feel tired, you just feel from where you have come, like that, right? Just opposite to that, when you sit, this is also a different type of party. You can, when we do kirtan, we can dance, we can have music. But the only difference is the center is the Lord. And Lord is infinite. So when you multiply anything with infinite, what it becomes? Aishwarya mathematics. Anything n multiply by infinity becomes? Infinity. Right? So when we join infinity, which is Lord, Lord is infinite. He has no limitation. When we join Him in our life will become infinitely happy. Just opposite to Him is Maya, material world. And that's minus. Whenever we try to do anything related to this world, keeping Him out is going to become zero. So it's our humble requests and prayers to each one of you that we are just sharing this with so much of confidence again and again because we have seen this. Life changing for good. Try to take this process as an experiment. Try and take some association of people who are God-centered life. Read some books. You all have Bhagavad Gita in your house? Right? What is the name of Bhagavad Gita? So Prabhupada's Bhagavad Gita's name is Bhagavad Gita as it is. Because when we come and put it in the bookshelf, it remains as it is. That's why Prabhupada kept it there. Bhagavad Gita as it? No, Prabhupada kept it because it is as it is told by Krishna. But we take it like this. This Bhagavad Gita has to be as it is. I've seen some people Bhagavad Gita ko achha sa red kapde mein mast shingar karne ka, alta karne ka, roj aarti karne ka. That's nice. There's no problem. But the perfection of a book is when you read it and then apply it in your life. So please, take out from your shelf today and decide 5 minutes reading, 10 minutes chanting. Yes, every day, obviously. Out of this 1440 minutes. If possible, try. Offer your food to God. But Krishna said in Bhagavad Gita, you can offer me only vegetarian food. So if you have whatever vegetarian food you are cooking, only offer that to Krishna. And eat that. You will see your children's life changing. It will change. The greatest tension of today's parents is what is going to happen to my children. We have seen the way our society is going. Somehow because of whatever values our parents have given, we have maintained till here. Just close your eyes. See 20 years, I should not say even 20 years, 10 years down the line, where your children will be. Are you all not stressed? We don't know. We want to try our best, but we all have that stress. What are they going to do? Will they be having this, maintaining these values? Are we not stressed? Because the world is going in a very different direction. But this is a time when you ingrain them with this basic value and then leave them. Chanakya Pandit says, at 15 years, become their friend. But give them these values until they become 15. And what is that value which is eternal? Give them this shloka. Give them these stories from Ramayana, Mahabharata, Gita. And I will write it. I go to colleges. I've seen for last 15 years I go to colleges and I've seen. Those who were given, I can never say that these people have started taking Krishna consciousness because we went and gave them classes. No. Their parents have given them value. We just now rekindle them and we just ignite them because the values are already there. That is what you have to give it to your children. And then leave them. Leave them in the world. Your values will not go into vain. Even if a time will come when they start getting bewildered, party, this, that. Have faith. The values which you have given, they will come back. But this is the time. But we will give them if we know it. How much of Gita we know? How much of Ramayana Mahabharata we know? How much of Krishna we know? We need to learn ourselves, practice in our life, and share with them. I will write it on paper. 20 years down the line, if you have done this, you will feel satisfied and happy that you did the right thing, the best duty you did. You are cooking for your child, you are making dabba for them, you are making, putting them to the best school available and possible. That's not enough. Take it from it, it's not enough. You have to give them these values. And then, when you will see that same values coming up and helping them to uphold their values in their life, that will be the satisfaction of your life. So you all stay close by, nearby here?
Actually, some are new neighbors because we shifted some old neighbors and friends, but we've been friends for almost many years, 10 years. So
which is what was an old area?
Street 91, Anjali ji has come.
Close by. So close by.
Yeah.
This is street 93.
So just about 20 minutes.
Okay.
Difference.
So maybe you all can come together because we hold these programs regularly in Little India area. We also have programs here in Jurong is Tamil lectures. So I'm not sure if there is anybody Tamil. For these people, Arsakesari temple is Sungai Kadu Tere, but I'm not sure this also might be a little far away for you. Or I would say start a program in your own place. Why to wait? Why do you think if, because going to Little India might be stressful for you, going to Sungai Kadu is near Chua Chukang somewhere. Mandai Road.
Maybe whenever you get an opportunity, it just blesses with your...
No, you just come. And then whoever...
Prabhu
stays very close by.
I
was telling him...
If the house available, we can, you know.
I was telling him, I said, he stays very close by. I was saying, and he is such a...
Yeah.
I was just telling, you all just come together maybe once in a month. Chant together, read together. And
prashadam with no onion and garlic.
Yes. If you can do that, that is the best thing. But we will not say, that's what I said, at least vegetarian food.
Yeah.
It's vegetarian food. As a doctor, I can tell you that it's already proven. And Western world is now turning into vegan. Right? You know this vegan concept?
Yeah.
Right? Why are they turning vegan? Not because of spiritual reasons. They have seen the effect of non-veg food. People's consciousness is changing. People are becoming, children are becoming more aggressive. They're becoming wild. And they realize... That whole consciousness psychology, obviously including a lot of other health reasons, stomach cancer, this cancer. Every day in one hospital, I diagnose every day at least 8 to 10 breast cancers. I'm a breast specialist. So it's so common. So health-wise, physically, mentally, psychologically, everywhere it is good to go vegetarian or vegan. But try your own way. Don't jump. Today onward, घर में नॉनवेज नहीं बनेगा आज काम का लसन नहीं बनेगा अरे घर से बाहर निकाल देंगे भैया आपके टेक अ स्टेप बाय स्टेप बट मेक अ पॉजिटिव स्टेप इफ टुडे यू एंटर्ड आरती's हाउस एंड व्हेन यू गो आउट गुजराती कोई है इधर नहीं सेठनी शिखामण जापासु देवी कॉल लाइक दैट जो सुना वो इधर ही छोड़ के जाने का सा इधर इनके पास छोड़ के जाने का यू गो आउट द सेम वे विद सेम लाइफ स्टाइल सेम थिंग्स तो आरती ने बुला के सबका टाइम पास किया और खाना वेस्ट किया राइट इफ यू रियली वॉन्ट टू टेक समथिंग टेक वन स्टेप अहेड डोंट जम्प यू डोंट वॉन्ट टू बिकम ओवरनाइट सम ग्रेट भक्तास नो इफ यू जम्प विल कम डाउन विद द सेम स्पीड डोंट वरी टेक वन स्टेप अहेड टेक वन स्टेप एट अ टाइम राइट स्लो एंड स्टेडी विंस द रेस वो बचपन से सुना है ना जस्ट टेक वन स्टेप अहेड डिसाइड टेक वन स्टेप ओके टूडे ऑनवर्ड्स आई विल वॉट एवर यू आर डूइंग एड 10 मिनट्स ऑफ चैंटिंग 5 minutes of offering in between of vegetarian cooking, whatever I am doing, and 1 page of Gita reading. Once in a month, we can come together. We can decide your commitment. Read together. Even if there is nobody else, book is always there. Read Bhagavad Gita together. It will change your life. I can give you 6 months time. After 6 months, if it has not changed, if you have tried sure properly and it doesn't come, next time you come here, I will here sit on the other side and you tell me all the bad points. Okay, anybody has any questions? No questions? No question meaning either everything has gone inside or everything has gone from top.
When we talk about our kids and inculcating those values to them, most of the time our kids are talking to their friends who are not familiar with this culture. They don't know these stories, but they tend to share those stories with them. So sometimes time they may feel out of place because they feel everybody is talking same thing and talking different thing. So how to go with that?
Such an important thing. Many of you might have got this experience also with children, especially when you are staying outside.
Go in school, when they go in school, they have a lot of friends. So even Madhav has a frequent questions, you know. If I will talk about Bhagavad Gita,
this is the question which Anjali has asked, that you teach something, you give them some values, you tell them some stories, but when they go to school, they are going to be exposed to many different things. And most of the things are going to be just the other way what you are telling them. You tell them you eat vegetarian food, they will say that all the children are eating non-veg and you are the odd out of it.
Yeah.
Right? So how? And then children are going to come back and ask you questions. Why you are telling me? Why should I become vegetarian? Why should I do this? Right? One thing which is required. When I tell you that there are like hundreds of birds outside, which bird will come in your mind? Parrot or crow or something like that, right? Then you say, today I saw something very, very rarely seen bird. You have to seek for something rare, right? So, rare does not mean that thing is wrong. First thing, we have to know that, right? If I have to tell somebody that I saw a swan, it's something rare. Crows you will see in and out everywhere. But does it make crows better than swans just because they are more in number? No. So first thing we should know, if we are rare, it doesn't make us abnormal. We start feeling, arey baba, sab log kya bolenge? We are so much worried about the whole world. But that doesn't give you an excuse not to stand by your own values. First, your children will think later. First, you think. It's very important for us. If we are confident of what we are doing, what values we are giving is correct, then we'll be able to answer our children. If we ourselves are like, arey, usko kaisa lagega? बच्चा एक ही है, सब लोग कर रहे हैं, ये नहीं करेगा उसको बुरा लगेगा ना. That's wrong. If you are confident that what you are doing, then next stage comes how you tell your children. Second thing, when you have no option but to put them into schools where they are going to meet hundreds of classmates who are not following this process, right? To make them feel that what they are doing is not wrong. You understand it philosophically, but they are too small to understand philosophy. How they will understand they are doing it? Make your children come and become friends with those who are following. In school they feel, arey, ye log sab log nahi karte, is it wrong? But once in a week when they come to temple, they meet other children who all are following. They feel ki haan, hai mere jaise bhi hai. I am not the only one in the world. This is psychology. Give them friends. Give them friends, those who are already following. It's very practical. Everybody wants friends. We all need friends. If we do not find somebody who is like us, we'll go and find somebody who may not be like us, and then we try to become like them. It's very practical, important. It is our duty to bring them regularly to the place where our values, what we value, is getting followed, and give them that opportunity to become friends with those. And third thing, at this age, you try and tell them all this philosophy, Bhagavad Gita, aur kuch palle nahi padega. Unko ek hi cheez palle padti hai, bachche logo ko. And that is? Kirtan Prasad. Prasadam palle padta hai, Kirtan achha lagta hai. One thing you teach, you have heard about Shivaji Maharaj? Shivaji, na? Yes. Shivaji Maharaj, Jicha Mata, aur kya bolte the unko? If you have read about that history. Now, Shivaji Maharaj had all these values because Jija Mata was always and always telling him the story of Ramayana and Mahabharata. The best way to give your children the values is through these stories. And they're not actually stories, they're not mythology. People say Ramayana is mythology. Who believes Ram was there in so many yuga? Abhi NASA ne wo photograph nikala, pani ke under. Now Ramayana has become authentic. So all these years what we were believing was time pass or what? We always depend on the scientists to prove our own faith. That's a problem in life. We don't have faith in our own self. We require NASA to prove that thing. Tell them the stories. At this age, no need to tell them philosophy. I again end with a small story. There was a person who was reading Ramayana on the train station. So, baju mein youngster aur uski wife aa gaye. And then they're looking, uncle, bude ho gaya, abhi bhi aapko Ramayana hi padhna hai just because you are old. So uncle said, It's not that now I'm also I'm reading Ramayana. I've been reading Ramayana for many, many years. And there are so many things in Ramayana which I really love. And that's why I thought. So that young couple was teasing Ramayana. So this old uncle. The train came. And obviously everybody wants to get into the train, right? So everybody got into the train. They started moving. And this youngster started shouting, "Oh my God, my wife is left. My wife is left." She couldn't get into the train. So the uncle turned and said, "If just you had read Ramayana, this wouldn't have happened." And he's singing, how does Ramayana come into picture? Getting into train and Ramayana has any relationship or what? Any idea? Then uncle said that when Ram and Sita were in the, when they were going in the exile, when Kevat was taking them across the wife goes first. This is the etiquette. So you would have seen that your wife gets into the train first and then you get into the train. You were so much busy with your own getting inside, you forgot, and this is the basic etiquette you would have learned if you would have just read Ramayana. This is one simple example. Your children will learn etiquette just through the stories. Tell them stories. Tell them story of Jatayu. Tell them story of Mahabharat. Problem is that we don't remember anything. We need to read. We need to tell them the stories. And their mind is so, so fertile. 10 time ke baad mein aap 10 story ke baad mein aap unko pehli wali story bolenge bolenge mamma ye pata hai mujhe abhi aage nahi batao. They will tell it back to you. We forget, but they don't forget. I've seen, because we have children's classes, we have seen they every time want more more more. Anjali Mataji must be knowing this, right? Unko kuch bhi pata nahi jao to ye maine suna hua hai aage aur batao. They are very very fertile. These are the basic practical tips. Teach them through Ramayana Mahabharata Krishna stories. Give them friendship of children who have similar values. You cannot, can you say, abhi influenza ka flu aa raha hai? Now because we all get notice now, MOH is sending notice that flu vaccination is important. You can tell your children, I will not send you outside because flu se kabhi bhi attack ho jayega. You have to send them to school, you have to send them to play. What do? You give them vaccine. And this is vaccination. When you are with them, give them dose of nice stories and values. So when they go out, they're immune. That's what you can do. You cannot stop them not from going outside. But what we can do, we can give them vaccination at home. That is what is our duty. Thank you very much, Hare Krishna. Maybe we can do 10 minutes kirtan. And then
kirtan. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Mataji prasadam.
Bhog lagana hai? I will tell Vanita or Swamya, can you do a bhoga offering? Where is Swamya?
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna.
Thank you.
I told everybody that you can read some part of Bhagavad Gita. There are some books here which are based on Bhagavad Gita. So Bhagavad Gita, many of us find very philosophical, maybe very big book. So there are some small books which are based on Bhagavad Gita. And if you all want, just go through this book, Chant and Be Happy, the Topmost Yoga System. They are very small books, very easy to read. They have nice big print also, so doesn't take more than 5 minutes to read 2 pages. So if any one of you feel that Bhagavad Gita is a little more difficult, it's generally easy to start with these books, which are based on Bhagavad Gita itself. But little easy for us to at least start off, you know, like kick off, and then you can go on Bhagavad Gita. And we are always happy to have such programs in your house. So if any one of you ever feel that you want to have this kind of auspiciousness, if you are inspired, you want to call any one of us at your house, we give this service free of charge. Because the mission of life is to spread this Bhagavad Gita's message, because the remuneration is coming by getting the blessings of all of you, and that is the best gift we can take back today when we go back. So don't think that we are just coming because we don't like, because it's free. No, because we know that you all will bless us, and that's what we need. We want the blessings of each one of you. If there is any happiness which comes in your life today, you will have those blessings coming from your heart, which will make us in turn happy. That's what we believe into it, and that's why we are happy to go and share this Krishna consciousness, physically Kirtan and Bhagavad Gita message to whoever calls us. Anytime, please feel free to let us know. I have my card, so you can take from me, or you can contact, you all know Aarti, so contact Aarti or Manoj for our contact. Thank you very much.
कैसे जो दिया था चलो।